Nearly a year ago, Vermont House Speaker Mitzi Johnson spoke about climate change in her remarks opening the 2019 legislative session. She said, quote, "We cannot ignore the opportunity to make progress on an issue that will have lasting impact on generations to come." But lawmakers did not move forward significant climate legislation in the last session. Now there's a group of lawmakers determined to change that. The so-called Climate Solutions Caucus has been holding public forums around the state in recent weeks to speak with Vermonters about how they might address climate change in the upcoming session. Here to talk about the caucus's work is one of its members, Representative Sarah Copeland Hanzus, a Democrat from Bradford. Representative Copeland Hanzus, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So first, you've been holding these meetings. What have you been hearing from Vermonters about how they want to see climate change addressed at the State House?
Well, it's been really fascinating. You hear a broad spectrum of responses, ranging from "We are fearful that what you're trying to do is too much," to a ever-growing chorus of people who say, "Even this isn't enough. We want you to move faster, move more boldly, and move more aggressively to move Vermonters off of fossil fuel."
And so from these meetings and your work over the past few months, what do you plan to propose in the next session?
We have four banner priorities that we think are foundational to setting us on a path towards reducing our reliance on fossil fuels, one being transportation, this regional transportation and climate initiative that 13 jurisdictions in the Northeast are moving towards. Mm-hmm. We'd like to support that. We also know that we have a lot of folks who are out there working in our homes and in our buildings, and we want to make sure that they're on board with the climate agenda and able to help us make wise decisions about saving energy in our homes and businesses. We also want to make sure that we're continuing to expand renewable energy in Vermont. And then the fourth banner priority is really about accountability. We have had aspirational goals in statute for many years, and unfortunately those greenhouse gas reduction goals have been blown through time and time again because there is really nothing in statute that requires that we sit down and do the hard work of figuring out how to do that.
Okay, so essentially taking the goals that Vermont have, which would cut emissions significantly in the next few decades and making those legally binding. Do you think the state could actually cut its emissions if it was legally required to do so?
I think there's a lot of potential out there, and the pace at which we can cut our emissions is going to increase naturally just by the advancement of technologies that are more accessible and more available to Vermonters.
In terms of how you get to significant carbon emission reductions, one thing that's been floated, including by Mayor Murrah Weinberger of Burlington, which is what some call a carbon tax or a fee on carbon emissions. Do you see that as one of the solutions available to you in terms of what you plan to propose this session?
We don't plan to propose a carbon tax this session. We have certainly talked about different ways that approach might work, and looking at some of our nation's most thoughtful and well-known conservative economists, there are reasons why a carbon tax might work to send the market signals. But that's not something that we would look to do in Vermont on its own. That would have to be done on a national or on a regional scale.
Well, so looking more broadly, Vermont has these lofty goals to cut emissions. We're also a very small state, and we're not the only place where emissions are going up. Emissions are going up on a global scale. So why should Vermont implement emissions reductions and all these efforts to reduce our emissions in this small state when in the bigger picture, any cuts that we make aren't going to make a significant dent in overall climate emissions?
Look, the international scientific community has agreed and sent out a coherent warning that we have a decade as a globe to figure out how to turn this around. And I think the reason why Vermont needs to work on this is because we can, and because we care, and because it will set up the Vermont economy to thrive in the post-fossil fuel economy that we are rapidly driving towards. There will be billions of dollars of investment in carbon-free technologies over the course of the next 10 years. And if we can leverage any small part of that to be a part of the business and economic environment in our state. We will be creating jobs. We will be putting Vermonters to work, and we will be leading the nation.
Representative Sarah Copeland-Hanzis is a member of the Climate Solutions Caucus in the Vermont Legislature. Representative Copeland-Hanzis, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.